In the gospel reading today, we hear a very beautiful statement and yet very, very difficult one. Jesus praises his Father because he hid from the wise and the prudent the things that he revealed to the little ones. And we look at that and say, how beautiful. Until we look at ourselves and say, wait a minute, am I like a little one? Or am I one who likes to think higher of myself? We live in a world that wants us to think more of ourselves, and so it's a rather normal thing. We go through the education process, and of course, we think more of ourselves. We tend to judge ourselves according to other people, and oftentimes, of course, we're going to find ourselves better than other people. And so we look at it and say, I'm not necessarily one of those little ones. In which case, then we need to start praying for that grace. For a couple of reasons. First of all, there was a man who was considered to be perhaps the foremost child psychologist in the world. And he shocked the world back a few years ago. Shouldn't be a shock, but he shocked the world by saying, for children, to believe in God is normal. He said, if you took a bunch of kids and put them out on a desert island, you didn't teach them a thing. Just put a bunch of kids out on a desert island, they would all believe in God. There would be no question in their mind. God has revealed to the little ones what he's hidden from the clever and the learned. We struggle sometimes with our faith in God, and the children have no problem. Now, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be learning or that there's something wrong with education. There's something wrong with the stupidity that they're pushing, but there's nothing wrong with being educated. You look at somebody like St. Thomas Aquinas, absolutely brilliant. Perhaps the greatest theologian in the history of the church. He wouldn't consider himself that, but that's what we would have to look at. Certainly, his Summa Theologica and a few of the other things that he wrote are unsurpassed, and they've been around since the 13th century. And so here you have somebody who's so brilliant. And yet, there's the story of when he was at recreation one day, and one of the brothers looked out the window, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but, oh, look, there's a cow that's flying outside. And he raced over to the window, and they all laughed at him because he was so gullible. And he turned around and said, I would much sooner believe that there was a cow that was flying out there than that one of my brothers would lie to me. Think about it. The simplicity of his faith. So you've got somebody who is absolutely brilliant. And yet, he was able to write what he did, not because merely of his intellect, but because of the simplicity that he was living. We see that same thing in the first reading. St. Paul says, I've counted everything as loss for the sake of the knowledge of my Lord Jesus Christ. Everything, all the things that he used to think were important, he now looks at as it says, dung. It's a nice translation, I guess, but not quite as strong as the word St. Paul used. And so we have to look at all of this and say, okay, what have I really worked for? What have I made the focus of my life? What have I made so important? St. Paul's saying, compared to the knowledge of Christ, it's nothing. It's less than nothing. So these are some difficult things. Again, if we look at it and just at that statement that Jesus made, yes, we can all marvel at it. And isn't that wonderful that God would reveal to the little ones? And indeed it is. But he wants to reveal those things to you and me. In other words, we have to become like little children, as Jesus told us. We have to become like the little ones. Again, that doesn't mean become childish. It is to be childlike, to have that simple faith, to have that confidence, to have that love, to have that trust that a child has. We might sneer at that. We might laugh at it. We might think that that's funny. God doesn't, which is why he reveals the truths to the little ones. And yet the learned are baffled by them. Just look at Saint Bernadette, a poor little girl who had zero education. Her superior told her she was worthless. The only thing that they would let her do is peel the carrots or something because she couldn't do anything. And yet, when the theologians came to talk to her about the visions that she had of Our Blessed Lady, she absolutely astounded them with her answers. Now, she had no theology. She had no education at all. And yet, she knew more than the theologians did because of her prayer, because of her union with God, not because of what Our Lady showed her in some apparition, because that's not what Our Lady showed her, but because of her prayer and her simplicity. All of us can pray for simplicity. We all need to pray for humility. That does not come easily, and we all know that. And if we're attached to all kinds of things, simplicity doesn't come easily either. But that was the lesson that St. Paul learned. Again, we can look at St. Paul and, yeah, look at what he had to go through. You got that whole list that's in 2 Corinthians of all of his sufferings. You've got him telling us that he's been crucified to the world and the world's been crucified to him. And, you know, it's not easy. But the Lord didn't say it was. He's simply asking for simplicity and for charity, for humility. Like I said, that's something all of us can pray for. Unfortunately, it's not something we can do for ourselves. We can simplify our lives, yes. But it has to be done to us for the most part. That's what makes it so difficult. That's why St. Paul can have that whole list in 2 Corinthians. This was done to him. He had to endure these things. He had to go through them. He had to learn from them, just like we do. And yet, if we can look at it and say what St. Paul said, that this is all nothing compared to the knowledge of Jesus, to have that insight, to have that union, to have that love for our Lord, that's what is greater than anything that is on earth. That's what comes from prayer. That's what comes from that union with the Lord. And it's from prayer then that the simplicity is going to come. It's from prayer that the humility and the charity are going to be developed, and all the other virtues as well. And then that insight that is something that God gives to the simple, to the little ones. If we could just become like the little ones, then God will reveal himself to us. Isn't that what we would desire? That's what he is holding out for us. Not just that he would reveal himself, but that he would grant us union with himself. So that's the invitation, if we are willing to do it. So take up the prayer life, seek that union with the Lord, and if you're earnest about it, you really want that, he'll take care of the rest. He'll simplify your life. He'll bring about the humility. He'll bring about the charity. Most importantly, he will bring about union with himself.